This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll pick it up. It's top of the hour, America. How you doing? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, I will direct you to BillMartinezLive.com. All the good stuff is there. Let me tell you, past interviews, you can download these interviews, use them as a podcast, however way works for you at your convenience while you're working out on the go, where it's nice and easy, and you can listen again. I know we had a lot of response for Admiral McRaven's interview this morning. And on our website, we'll have posted, if it's not already up there, I haven't had a chance to double check yet, the 2014 commencement address. I think it is a must-see 19 minutes of encouragement that everyone will be blessed by. Something you want to pass on to the generations and your grandkids and your children. And hey, it kind of sums up the things that we have learned from the sandbox of life, maybe not through Bud's training, but through the training of life. This is what this is all about. Like in my discussion with the Admiral, one of these commencement speeches, it's like one of those things that comes together in maybe a couple of hours plus a lifetime. It's not anything that's done immediately. And if you understand what that saying is, it reminds me of a friend of mine who had a repairman come into his home, and he's pretty mechanical, but he finally got himself up against the corner and he found something he just couldn't fix in the washing machine. And so the guy came in, and as typical, comes in and knows exactly where to go and how to fix the problem, and he's got it done probably in about 15 minutes and hands him a bill for $175. And the guy goes, wow, $175. He goes, man, you were here for all of about 15 minutes. And he goes, 15 minutes for $175. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, 15 minutes here. But what you're not taking into account is the lifetime experience that allowed me to get to the point to where I could fix this problem in 15 minutes. Otherwise, I'd be still figuring this out. So sometimes we fail to appreciate what goes into, the backing of our understanding. And like for the Admiral, he reminded us that, it took him a couple of hours and inspiration from his wife to write that make your bed first and, hey, change your life, change the world. Imagine the kind of influence that we would have instead of, not that I'm anti-anti. I'm for the expression of things that are happening in our culture today. But I always ask at the end of the day, what are we doing here? Are we creating something better, or are we just agitating? And this is sometimes what gets lost in this whole process. I got to imagine for those who are, and I'm not saying somebody is more sincere or less sincere, but there is an aim of where their heart is such, look at, this is America, we want to make it better, and this is my expression to that end. But there's others that I'm hearing, and, by observation, I hear their remarks, and it just seems like what they want to do is just turn things upside down. There's really no target here other than the destruction of our American way of life. Well, that makes it difficult. There might be some value in your expression, but I can't get to that value when the core expression or the core reason for your expression is to destroy. If it's to build up and make better, hey, I'm for that. But by the same token, I will extend grace, because I think that even out of the most insane moments, we can capture some sanity and some benefit from it. But it just it makes it tough. And I know it's difficult for most people to deal with this, and allow some grace to reign.
It's a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi, everyone. Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
it's kind of time to stop, maybe. You know, we got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, if I can borrow a phrase from a dear friend of mine. 6 minutes after, like I've never done that before, right? I mean, this is all what we do. I remember there was a book out a number of years back called The Great Brain Robbery. And, you know, this was just, pointing out the obvious that we take ideas from other people. And as some experts would say, initially you take an idea from somebody, you give them credit the first time. The next time you say, hey, you know, it's been said. And then the next time you come back and you say, you know, like I've always said. So now you've replaced the expert and you become the owner of said saying. Oh, goodness. And you know how that works. Dr. Jeffrey Rubin is with us right now. He's the author of the critically acclaimed book, The Art of Flourishing, A Guide to Mindfulness, Self-Care in a Chaotic World. Boy, I'll tell you, has the timing of your book ever been so brilliant, Dr. Rubin?
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here. Dr. Rubin is also the creator of meditative psychotherapy, a practice that he developed through insights gained from decades of study, teaching, and helping thousands of people flourish. And this is what, our segments are about in this time in his book. It's about you flourishing. I mean, you look about and we see people languishing because of lost dreams and maybe hopelessness, Dr. Rubin. So, we appreciate you coming on with your experience, to maybe get people out of their rut and, to advance the cause. I mean, you say that, we should hang up, the gloves, that there's a lot of fighting and contention going on in the marketplace right now. And this is a manifestation of something deeper, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Bill. I was thinking about the news last night and the denouncing of the white supremacists and the hate speech. And I was thinking, that's progress. But is it really enough if we're really ruthlessly honest with ourselves? Because denouncing the haters doesn't remove the problem. They're people really suffering. And if someone's hating someone, they're suffering underneath. They have, as you said, they have lost dreams. They have disappointed hopes. They may feel a sense of futility. And we have to try to create an environment together where we could speak across this great divide that we see right now and hear where people really are living and what they really need.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, and we were just mentioning this just a few minutes ago, so the timing of you coming on, I love serendipity in life. Sometimes people, some of my dear friends go, Bill, I know you. I know you're not that smart. And I go, it isn't me. It's inspiration that comes, from God, the people that I interview. But this was definitely one of these serendipitous moments because, just moments ago we were talking about, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, that you have the lunatic fringe, in the, as they would refer to it in the political spectrum, being given a lot of place here right now. But to your point, is there is something at their very hearts and souls that they're crying out. Now, we have the opportunity here, the majority of the people who say this is idiocy, so let's just kick it to the side and say, look, if you don't like it here, you know, move to Cuba or go to Venezuela, wherever you think it can be better. But is there something of value in this contention and in this anger that they're bringing up?
You know, I think there really is. I look at Charlottesville, Bill, as a cultural trauma and a tragedy and a mirror. I think it reflects back that many people are hurting, feel endangered, and are full of disappointment and rage. And I think we need to really hear that. And I think the people need to feel heard. And I mean everyone. This isn't code for, you know, one side or the other. Everyone needs to be heard. And I think we can all, on a local level, work harder to try to create an environment where we can be interested, be curious, be surprised by what people that are different than us think. You know, and I often play with what would happen if Christ was around today. And he would be wanting us to open to the hearts and the souls of the people that are suffering.
And exactly. And I think that is when we have these moments, these connective moments with God and with Christ, we're open to receive that. You know, one of my dear friends, Dennis Prager, who I've known for a long time, and what I always respected about Dennis, and I've tried to copy this from him, is that he'd always say, help me understand. And that's what I want to, you know, say to these people, that even the ones that are breaking the law and burning buildings up and, you know, creating all this chaos, is I want to help me understand your pain. Help me understand what it is that you're trying to tell me through the manifestation of your frustration.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a political expert. I do psychotherapy and I write, but there are analogies that you can draw. And when I look at a couple where maybe, you know, maybe one is abusing the other, or maybe one is abusing him or herself, they're often trying to communicate something. I think what you just said about Dennis Prager was exactly right. And I had a woman years and years ago who was a self-cutter. And what we came to was, so she would cut up her arm. And what we came to was she had unwitnessed emotional pain from having been abused. And she was sketching on her arm, leaving a kind of Vietnam memorial of her unwitnessed pain. So I think that's not a bad place to start, to ask each other, where are you hurting? Where are you suffering? What do I not yet understand about you that you want me to hear?
And sometimes it's difficult, first of all, to even have the moment of grace to ask that question. And number two, to get some of the blowback on it, because as we know, hurt people hurt people. We've been through enough of the routine on that. And, you just can't all of a sudden hear this conversation between Bill Martinez and Jeffrey Rubin say, hey, I'm going to go take it out on the street and then get your head handed to you. You know, I keep warning people that some of these things that we talk about, that it is a process. I mean, you know, you're the expert. You've been doing this for a long time. And I'm sure that you would be rather judicious in approaching someone who is hurting.
Exactly. You know, think of a mother cub and her, you know, think of an animal in an endangered state, and then think of going near the cage. Yeah, you got to set your own boundaries and you got to protect yourself. But I'm just talking about a sort of spirit that I think if we could approach this, it would still be a tragedy and a cultural trauma, this being Charlottesville. But if we could move, I was thinking about today, preparing, Bill, and I was thinking of calling what I wanted to say to you sort of Charlottesville and beyond. How do we go beyond? How do we move to the next step?
Well, you know, and you know, what Charlottesville is reflecting is some of the stuff that we keep recycling over and over again. You know, we've talked about on this show at length, Dr. Rubin, that you know, particularly as it relates to the racial divide. Here we elect the first black president twice, and in hopes that there would be some racial settlement. But what we hear, although there's been some that have moved along and have been very successful, doing quite well, there's still others that feel they're deserving of reparations. I've had a couple of those conversations, and I've asked, how do we offer reparations to those white people that sacrificed their lives during the Civil War and were part of those hundreds of thousands of people that gave up their lives for you, for black America to be free? I'm not sure how to answer that. Dr. Jeffrey Rubin is with us. We've got more from him right after this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus. Jesus.
Who speaks to the sea? Who stands?
with you just about 19 minutes after, maybe 20 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jeffrey Rubin continues with us. We're talking about the secret to good communication. You know, Dr. Rubin, in this microwave society and culture that we live in, I tell people all the time, you know, we're that generation that stands in front of a microwave yelling, hurry up. It just doesn't move fast enough. And, you know, we want to hurry up and get to resolution. But all this that's happening right now in our culture, it is all part of the process. And with it comes an opportunity for us to gain knowledge, gain experience, and to gain a successful resolution. I mean, because here it is, for example, we've been dealing with civil rights issues for how long? And it seems like, you know, forever. And if we want to go back, you know, you can talk about this from, you know, the beginning of man, that you've had this conflict that has taken place. And it's almost like, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. You know, everybody always wants to, hope for peace in the Middle East and, you know, that we could get over this anti-Israel sentiment. But no matter what, I mean, this has been going on, you know, for millennia. And, how are we going to solve, you know, this particular issue? There are some things that, we can't solve. They're just, so intractable and that people are so ideologically fixed that we're not, but at least you can, have some sense of peace in your own life to know that you, you know, you've judged rightly, you've dealt with the problem fairly and with, you know, good character. And you've done the best you can, but sometimes we just cannot save everybody, can we?
I think that's exactly right. We have to be humble. We have to know our limits. I want to go back to something you just said, Bill, at the beginning of what you were just saying. I'm working on a new book on how people could cope, how to cope now emotionally. And one of the things I say in the book is that crisis is the ripest time for change. It can lead to breakdown, but it also can lead to breakthrough. But to lead to breakthrough, we really have to see what we can learn from it. And we have to approach people, you know, it was in the Gospels. We have to approach people the way we want to be approached. We have to be respectful. We have to try to have empathy. And we have to really try to listen. It will not work in every case, but we also know what doesn't work. And that's something we can get more and more mindful of. It seems to me that hate just leads to an escalating cycle of more hate. It doesn't solve it if someone hates us. We can't always remove the hate by being loving, perhaps. Sometimes we can, maybe sometimes we can't. But we know what doesn't work, and I think we have to try to stay away from what doesn't work.
And to your point, some of these issues that we're dealing with, they have been bubbling up for a long time. I mean, right now, in a sense, we're seeing the tip of the iceberg. It's what's happening below that has taken place, you know, for generations. Things that have been, you know, kind of stuffed on, that have been shoved under the carpet, have not really been dealt with. We've just walked by it, and now they're starting to be manifest. And as you say, and I agree with you, Dr. Rubin, this is an opportunity for mankind, not just Americans, but I say, you know, around the world, for people to, hey, let's open these things up. You know, can we deal with it? Are we ready to deal with the truth of, this pain that we've been carrying for so long, like anchors, as one dear friend of mine refers to as, carrying a 5-bedroom home under 100 foot of water, and we're just dragging it along, you know, trying to live life. I mean, what a tough way to live.
No, I think that's exactly right. And I think another thing that Charlottesville is a mirror of, and one of the things that when I just said we know what we need to avoid, frankly, one of to wade into a little bit of a provocative area, but I think it's really true. I think we have perverted ideas of masculinity. And I think I've been thinking about Charlottesville, and I frankly think, Bill, I think that's one of the problems. Let me try to get more specific. I think there's a lot of bravado and chest pounding, and I think we confuse that with, or some confuse that with, healthy masculinity. I think they're very, very different. I think healthy masculinity, genuine male strength, involves a kind of inner strength, wisdom, vision, moral clarity, emotional poise. not just this hyperaggression that we see in individuals. And frankly, I think that hyperaggression also covers over their pain, either inadequacy, weakness, where they're hurting, their vulnerability, they're afraid to admit. And I think this is another issue we need to open up. What's a more healthy male response to all this? Does that make any sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense. I think you're exactly right, and you're hitting on something, and it extends into what I have been referring to as the spirit of invalidation, Jeffrey, is that this has been a rising influence over our culture, is that if you don't agree with me, I'm not going to mess with you. I'm not going to give you the place or the time. Forget about free speech. We can talk about free speech and, you know, a First Amendment right and all that, but the thing is again, in this expeditious life we live in and culture that we're dealing with right now, is you've got 2 seconds to reconcile your opinion with mine. If you don't agree with me, I'm smoking you, and you're invalidated. And that's what I'm hearing, whether it's a gender issue across the entire spectrum. It's this sense of invalid. Go ahead.
I think that's right. Years ago, I was put next to Peggy Noonan at a party. And I said to her, you know, if you look at, I don't like these labels, but if you look at, quote, left-wing talk show host, quote, right-wing talk show host, who do they usually have on? They have on someone who, I think, who either agrees with them or is a foil for them. And
right.
I said to Peggy, sincerely, do these people ever learn anything new? Either side, do they learn anything new? And she was silent. And I said, if they don't learn anything new, frankly, to me, it's a wasted segment. Because
exactly.
We want to be surprised. We want education, I think, comes from the Latin word educare, to go beyond or lead beyond. I want the other person to lead me beyond where I am, not confirm the bias or the viewpoint I already have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that comes to, again, Dennis's statement, help me understand. Because
yeah.
I am a student of life. I continue on this educational process as you do, Dr. Rubin. And, you know, you're listening to your patients, you're hearing their pain. This is, you know, broadening your understanding of what they're dealing with. And the challenge is that it's not one size fits all, is it?
No, it's not. And, the challenge in a democracy, is, you know, it's the cloth of many, many kinds of fabrics. It's a tough challenge, and I don't think we fully met it. It's a beautiful vision, and we have to work. But I think, you know, we have to work it to evolve, and we have to start at home. And there we can do something. We can work on ourselves. We can try to evolve personally.
Well, I've maintained that we have to be honest and truthful to the original cause. Oftentimes, I find that when we enter into the arena of chaos, it's because we have let go. We have lost sight of what the true objective really is. Haven't you found that to be the case?
Absolutely. I read this book years ago. I'm not sure I'm going to get the title right. I think it was by Dan Temis, something like Democracy in the Sense of Place. And he says that the original vision of democracy was rights and responsibilities. And I think sometimes the responsibilities is dropped off, and we just think about, you know, what is it's the Kennedy thing, you know, don't ask what the country can
right.
do for you, ask what you can do for the country. I think we need, moving forward, this double vision of gaining things from the culture and in our country, but also what can we give back?
Without a doubt. Well, I'll tell you, you've just opened up a whole other discussion, so we need to have you back so we can pick it up from there. Dr. Jeffrey Rubin has been with us. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Think they'd get away with it. It just seems that way, doesn't it? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Andrew Gross joins us now, author of the New York Times and international bestsellers, a long list. But we're going to talk about his latest titled, The Saboteur. We were just talking off air about the travels both of us have been doing right now. I know I've been a moving target. You've had me from Florida, California, Maui, Hawaii, Kauai. I'm now in Lake Arrowhead, California, and Andrew had asked me, he goes, well, where are you at? I said, I almost have to check because I've been moving around, but you just got back from quite an interesting trip yourself, huh?
Yeah, Southeast Asia, nice to be with you. A little jet-lagged, and but we did 3.5 weeks over there, and you had mentioned that you were a Vietnam era vet, and all I can say, even though it's a little off topic, is anyone who I think was from that era, especially those people who served, would find it very emotional to be back in Vietnam. I mean, the best thing about it, besides incredible beauty in the country, is the people and the gentleness and caringness and forgiveness they have towards Americans. It's really inspiring.
Well, and I have to tell you, if we can stay off topic for just a little bit longer here, Andrew, is that I have found that to be the case. I was fortunate in as much as I did not experience Vietnam during its combat era. I experienced the result of it. I dealt with many Marines. I was in the public relations department at Camp Pendleton in Camp Pendleton, California. And so I dealt with it from that standpoint. Two brothers went to country. One certainly on the front lines as a field radio operator in the Army, the other as a staff sergeant in Da Nang. But for me, I was fortunate because of my broadcasting experience and career. I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton and did radio and TV for the Marine Corps. So that's that was a little bit of my journey. But along the way, I that was quite interesting that my heart for the Vietnamese people, and maybe because of subsequent years, had an opportunity to meet many, and spending a lot of time in Orange County, California, where Little Saigon exists, and dealing with Vietnamese business people and understanding their stories, quite the heartbreak, and the fact that they even extend consideration to America, because I think in many cases there's a lot of stories in the Naked City that exist that really make it very difficult, and it's a challenge for me personally, because I think we really let a lot of people down, and the killing fields that took place afterwards, I just can't help but carry some responsibility with that.
Well, I hear you, and I think you're right in what you say, and more than consideration, it's outright admiration, and the same for Cambodians who. We did kill about 750,000 of them in bombings that we didn't even acknowledge were taking place. So, But anyway.
Well, let's talk about your new book, Welcome Home, by the way.
Thank you.
In one of my favorite areas on the East Coast, New York. I love New York. We have an affiliate there in New York. In fact, if you go to Times Square on 42nd Street, every hour you'll see an electronic billboard right next to Dave and Buster's, and you'll see Bill Martinez Live being promoted there in New York. So it's very cool. I love the city. There was a time in my career where I came real close, where I almost went to work at WNBC, but it didn't play out in the cards the way I expected. But here I am invading New York, even through this nationally syndicated radio show. But I love the city. I love the energy. And of course, you'll always find me in New York around Christmas time, because there's something just so special about that city at Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your new book, The Saboteur. Tell us about this.
The Saboteur is built off the true story of what I came upon as one of the most daring, heroic, and in the end consequential commando missions of World War II. Now, some of your listeners may know the attempts that the Allies made to stop the Nazis from building up reserves of what was called heavy water, which was a substance vital to isotope separation in building an atomic bomb. And this was taking place at a remote plant in Vemork, Norway, built on a shelf of rock 600 feet above this unscalable gorge. And only a handful of trained saboteurs could even get close to this sort of improbable mission of neutralizing the plant between the brutal weather, the totally inhospitable terrain, and the overwhelming numbers against them who are guarding the plant. So basically, I came across this story when I was researching my previous book, which was another World War II thriller called The One Man. And the only thing that really linked the two books was the thread of the Allies trying to stop the Germans from acquiring an atomic bomb. So it's a great sort of, I won't say unknown, but little-known story. But I'm a suspense novelist. I'm not a military writer. And so my key is putting people in these sort of exigent, tense situations and allowing them to work through their own moral choices. So I guess the Saboteur, to put a face to it, is the story of a courageous Norwegian resistance fighter named Kurt Nordstrom, who has lost everything in the war, his fiance, his regiment, his country, and who has to make a choice between his heart and his duty, as it falls on him, amazingly, single-handedly, to prevent the Nazis from acquiring the decisive weapon of the war.
Of course, the Nazis were sponsoring this research, and who would have thought that it would be in the hands of the Norwegians in charge? So, how did the Norwegian connection come about, Andrew?
Well, the reason it was set up there is that the when you synthesize heavy water from water through a process of electrolysis. You need enormous amounts of power, and the Germany didn't have that power, and was also by 1943 under 43, 44 under attack. So this particular factory had been using, had been producing heavy water, which, like I said, is used in isotope separation, in the mundane end use of creating ammonia for fertilizer. So they took it over because of the enormous lakes and rivers and streams that Norway had that that Germany didn't. So there it was, you know, producing this stuff that, as far as the German efforts were concerned, were vital to the production of a bomb. And the Norwegians, of course, their country overrun, still had a network of intelligence that got out to the British that the Germans were amping up the production of this, which was a clear indication that they were making progress on the bomb, maybe ahead of the Manhattan Project. So they set out to end that through a raid.
Kind of amazing that, you know, the thing about history is that so many new things seemingly on the surface, but yet the stories are all the same. You know, it's anticipating where some of these, you know, you might say bad players are heading to do some destruction, and the challenge of a government to try to get ahead of it to make sure that those dreams are not not realized, as in the case of North Korea right now, right? Go ahead.
I hear music, so I don't know if...
Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds, so we're gonna go to break here. But I'll tell you what, why don't we just make it easy on both of us. We'll be back with Andrew Gross. We're talking about his new book, The Saboteur, based on the stirring true story of Norwegians aided by the British to destroy the Vemork heavy water plant. More from Andrew Gross right after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
With you, 14 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're talking with Andrew Gross in his new book, The Saboteur. Let me give you a little bit of background here. On the 19th of November, 1942, a pair of Royal Air Force Halifax bombers shouldered their way through thick winter clouds over Norway with troops carrying assault gliders in tow. Inside each glider, a payload of professional saboteurs from the 1st British Airborne Division weathered a rough ride as the planes approached their intended landing site on a frozen lake. Somewhere in the snow-encased hills below, a team of Norwegian commandos vigilantly awaited their arrival. The ultimate objective of the joint mission was to penetrate and incapacitate the Vemork hydroelectric plant, a fortified Nazi facility nestled high in the mountains of Norway. Though the plant's original purpose had been the production of electricity and fertilizer, the German occupiers were capitalizing on the facility's ability to collect large amounts of heavy water, a key ingredient in the Nazi effort to develop an atomic bomb. And as you shared with us earlier, Andrew, the Norwegians, this was a different research facility. It was the Nazis who knew that there was something, there was gold for them. There was an element that they needed by way of this heavy water in order to create an atomic bomb.
They actually called it the silver lining. It was going to be the thing that was going to save the Reich, basically, at the end after Stalingrad and after the V-2 and V-3 weapons that they were trying to create were neutralized, I guess, by the RAF. This was the golden goose, the heavy water. But, you know, in what you read, I didn't write that, but in what you read, it spoke of these British that were part of the initial raid on it, which is amazingly, I do deal with this in the book a little, were in these gliders, were sent in tow behind two Halifax bombers, 34 of the top commandos they had. And I won't go into what happened, but it didn't end well. And because of that, the Brits were not willing to sacrifice any more of their own soldiers, in spite of how big an issue this was. But the Norwegian Free Army said, we're training these people, and said, our men will take care of it. So what 34 British crack troops couldn't accomplish, 10 Norwegians managed to do. And there's a lot of, you know, I think for people who remember The Guns of Navarone or Where Eagles Dare, that's those sort of sweeping action-adventure World War II stories. This is very, very much in that vein. There's a very strong hero. There is romance to it because I mentioned sort of putting people into, these situations of moral choices. And for my hero, who basically has lost everything, he begins to rekindle a relationship that, as it develops, he thinks might be something he could make work for him after the war. But as it turns out, to fully execute this mission, he has to put that woman, that person, in mortal peril. And then it's a question of does he do it, or does he prepare to sacrifice her and basically put his emotions aside as well. So, you know, there's a lot to it, and a terrific bad guy, not necessarily a German, but part of the Quisling troops, part of the NS troops, who were sort of like the Gestapo in Norway. They were part of the collaborating Norwegian force. Someone who knew my hero Nordstrom from the beginning, resented mm-hmm. him even in grade school, and now has a sense that he is there leading this mission to come back and attack the factory.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned Quisling, and people may it may stop them for a moment because they've never heard that term before, and this is one of another reason why you need to get his book, The Saboteur. But break that down when you say a Quisling is an enemy collaborator.
Well, I think his first name was Verdun Quisling. Was the politician, basically, who stepped in after the Nazis took control of Norway and the king abdicated or fled and ended up fleeing to England. And this guy just sort of seized power, and his name was Quisling. He put together a police stiff force that was very much sort of like the Gestapo was in the occupying countries. And his name has become known as a collaborator, as a traitor. So a Quisling today with a small Q is someone who collaborates with an occupying force.
Well, there it is. In the research of your book, did you get a chance? I mean, you do a lot of traveling, as we talked about earlier. Did you visit Norway and the plant
itself?
Yeah, I
did. The factory is no longer there. But what's important is that there's another sort of villain in this book, and that's the weather. I mean, these people are landed on a frozen plateau that no one has ever been dropped on or parachuted on before, this small group of saboteurs. And the first thing they encounter, and these are people that grew up in the mountains, is the most ferocious storm that anyone has ever lived through. It ended up being 5 days. And if it wasn't fortuitously that they just happened to come upon this remote hut in the wilderness, they wouldn't have survived the first night. It was so intense. So these people are really hardened, brave men. And even as such, one of the sort of inspirational things is how they basically subjugate themselves to things that are greater than even their own survival. I mean, every one of these was equipped with suicide pills. They were not going to allow themselves to be captured. No one thought they would ever return from this mission. I mean, certainly going, you know, in this sort of environment, going up against, 50 or 60 guards when there was only 10 of them, they didn't think they were surviving. But they managed to, I won't give away exactly what happened, but they managed to have a degree of success with what they did.
Exactly. Well, we talked earlier about the hero, the saboteur himself, Kurt Nordstrom, who is a real character, as you say.
Well, there was a new Hakalid who I based it on, and the reason I didn't use him directly is it's a novel, so I have amplified certain things in his life, and some of the relationships, this romance that I talked about, wasn't something that was directly part of this. But, you know, I did sort of, you know, I mean, novelists have to take what's there as truth and then, you know, in some way build character and build storyline around it. So that's what I do.
Yeah, so some of the beauty of being a novelist is there is some, literary license that it allows you to take to execute and to take the reader on as well, and has its entertainment value. What about the other historical figures that were involved here?
I guess I have a Churchill scene, I have a Roosevelt scene, basically because, you know, this Churchill and Roosevelt were totally fixed on this. They realized that whoever got the bomb first was going to win the war. And as information started feeding out that Germany was getting further and further along in this research, and actually might even be, they were not, but might even be ahead of the United States on this. Their fingers were on this mission as much as anybody's. And it was also part of a sort of super secret British unit that really nobody knew anything about called SOE. I think it stands for Strategic Objectives. I can't even remember what the but it's the kind of thing that even no one in England knew existed, and they were the intelligence people behind this sort of raid. It literally that it wouldn't even get out in public because nobody wanted to, the ultimate objective was related to the atomic bomb, and that in itself was a super secret subject.
Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is Hitler was very close. I mean, this is a miracle in and of itself in terms of, the race for this nuclear weapon. And but for the grace of God.
But for the grace of God and the fact that Hitler basically threw out and forced all the Jewish physicists to leave in the 1930s. If they remained in Germany, I think you would have seen Germany have the bomb before the United States. But a lot of them were working on the Manhattan Project and had fled Europe, in the 1930s.
Ironic, huh?
And frankly, Hitler wasn't really a believer in this at the beginning. He was more interested in the V-2 and V-3 weaponry, these, guided missiles that could be dropped on London, or a super gun that was 400 feet long with a barrel that was that long that would, shoot these huge payloads down on London. The RAF ended up bombing those sites and sort of neutralized those weapons. And it really wasn't until after Stalingrad fell that Hitler realized he needed, like, to pull an ace out of the hole, so to speak, and that's when he began to push the atomic research. So gradually at that point, they were requiring more and more tonnage of heavy water, and that's when everything came to the Allies' awareness.
Well, Andrew, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can get their hands on this, compelling story.
It
is
everywhere.
A novel.
I mean,
yes.
It should be, front and center at Barnes & Noble, Costco, Amazon. So, I think wherever somebody normally buys books, they shouldn't have any trouble finding it. And
well, of course, we'll link it on our website as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Your website is?
Well, Andrew, andrewgrossbooks.com.
Well, just like that. What's next for you? We got about 10 seconds, 15 seconds worth
Another
of what's
historical,
next?
This one based in the States, 1920s, about the, the unions back then and the women's garment business were controlled by Murder Incorporated, by a very bloody outfit of Jewish mafia. So I sort of have a young entrepreneur who comes up against the union.
We'll look forward to that. Andrew Gross, New York Times, an international bestseller. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ralph.